Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Gregory Harris. I'd like to welcome you to Greg's Corner podcast. And today we are going to be sharing music, and we're going to be talking about the life, music, and legacy of Sondra Crouch, who passed away recently, and we got the news. Being passionate about gospel music and being a gospel recording artist myself, I grew up on this music. And I remember in 1984 when Sondra won the Grammy Award, the CD or albums we were saying back then, because we had the records, the vinyl records, and then CDs came, you know, and it was Sondra Crouch and Friends, and that was a powerful record, powerful songs, and Sondra Crouch, she won a Grammy Award in 1984 for the Best Soul Gospel Performance Female for the 1983 album We Sing Praises, and was nominated for a Grammy in 1986 in the category Best Soul Gospel Performance Duo Group Chorus or Choir for the song Completely Yes from the 1985 album We're Waiting. During the late 1960s and through the early 1970s, she played the tambourine on a number of Motown recording sessions in Los Angeles, including the Jackson 5 hits I Want You Back and ABC. We're going to listen to some music, and we'll be back on the other side to talk about the life, the music, and legacy of the late Pastor Sondra Crouch. We're back, and today's podcast, we are sharing music, the life, the music and legacy of the late Pastor Sandra Crouch. And Sandra Elaine Crouch was born July the 1st, 1942, and was an American gospel music performer, drummer, and songwriter. She's born in Los Angeles, California. And she passed away on March the 17th at the age of 81. And she won a Grammy Award in 1984 for the Best Soul Gospel Performance Female. We know her famous brother, the late Pastor Andre Crouch. So Sandra, along with her twin brother, Andre, they, you know, sung together, did a lot of things in music and ministry. Andre, he passed away in January of 2015. She and her brother, they co-pastored Christ Memorial Church of God in Christ in California. And on the day of her brother's death, Crouch released the following statement, and she said, today, my twin brother, womb mate, and best friend went home to be with the Lord. Please keep me, my family, and our church family in your prayers. I tried to keep him here, but God loved him best. So Crouch died on March the 17th, 2024, at the age of 81. And we want to talk about her legacy, her performances. I know that I heard her do a interview a couple of years ago on a radio station in California, and she was very candid. I also have seen her before do a television interview along with some of the gospel greats, the Hawkins, the Winans, and, you know, all of the great gospel singers. And I grew up on gospel music, and being a gospel recording artist, and sharing the good news. That's what gospel music is all about, sharing the good news. And when we can do that, the gospel music has a way of uplifting, has a way of changing the atmosphere, making you feel better, making you feel like you have hope, and you do have hope. So that's what this music can do for you. I know some of the greats, Mahalia Jackson, who performed at the jazz festivals and in Carnegie Hall, and Andre Crouch, Sandra Crouch brother, also, you know, they performed in Carnegie Hall, went all around the world carrying this music, gospel music. And its influences have influenced over to other musical forms like rhythm and blues and jazz and country, you name it. You know, it has influenced a lot of different genres of music. And today we are remembering the late Pastor Sandra Crouch as we discuss her life, her music, and her legacy. So she recently passed away on Sunday, March the 17th, 2024, at the age of 81. And I tell you, what a life, what a legacy. And we must remember one of the other greats in gospel music, the late Danny Bell Hall, whom I had an opportunity to meet in Chicago in the year of 1992. She also sung with Andre Crouch and the Disciples. Sandra Crouch was a part of that group as well. They traveled the world and hit after hit, Soon and Very Soon. Just all of the different songs that they did. And Danny Bell Hall was a part of that as well and traveled and sung with them and led a lot of Andre's songs. I had an opportunity to see Andre Crouch in Little Rock, Arkansas, where I'm from, Little Rock, Arkansas. And he did a concert. I went to the concert, and I did, you know, I did talk to him. I was influenced by his music. I love the music of Andre Crouch. And What a blessing. And Sonja Crouch, you know, hit after hit. And I remember as being a director, choir director, musician, and loving different songs. I remember when that record came out, Sonja Crouch and Friends, and I remember singing Yes, Lord, from the bottom of my heart, and We Need a Word from You, and just Oh, Magnify the Lord with Me, just song after song. So some of the music that she shared over the years: Gospel Legacy, 2008, With All My Heart, 1992, We're Waiting for You, 1985, Completely Yes, 1985, Grammy nominee, We Sing Praises, 1983, Grammy winner. And I tell you, just, you know, song after song. Sonja Crouch was born on July the 1st, 1942, in Los Angeles, California, along with her twin brother, Andre, until his death in January of 2015. She and her brother co-pastored Christ Memorial Church of God in Christ in Pacoma. Maybe I'm maybe pronouncing that wrong, California, but I'll spell it for you. Pacoima, California. And they traveled together and did a lot of different things in music. And she's going to be missed, but never forgotten. And it's something to have that support of your sibling, having your support. And I know as a gospel artist, when I would travel and I had the Little Rock Community Choir, I had brothers and sisters who was a part of the choir and would travel, you know, with me. So it's always a blessing when you have your siblings supporting you, supporting your music. Andre Crouch, you know, was a great writer, great musician, and had won, you know, Grammy Awards and different awards and accolades. And Sonja was right there supporting her brother. And when it came her time, he was there supporting her every step of the way. So she's going to be missed, but not forgotten. And we want to remember the life, the music, and the legacy of the one and only Pastor Sonja Crouch, Sonja Elaine Crouch, born July the 1st, 1942. Along with a twin brother, the late Andre Crouch. We're going to listen to some more music, and we'll be back on the other side to share more on the life and the legacy of the late Pastor Sonja Crouch.
Let's all welcome my twin sister, Sonja Crouch.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together and as we enter into the house of the Lord. We can sing praises, praises to our God.
As we enter into the house of God, Lord, we sing
redemption is now. It's now in view. Seems the world has forgotten, Lord, all about you. And children are crying,
crying.
People are dying, Lord.
Dying.
They're lost without you.
Oh boy, there's nothing like gospel music. I tell you, it has a way to uplift your spirit in the time when you are going through a crisis. I remember one writer, Thomas Dorsey, the father of gospel music. He said at a time, had a tragedy, the loss of his wife and, you know, precious Lord, take my hand. I know when I have gone through some different situations and had things that happen in my life, I lost my oldest daughter in 2021. And after that, God gave me two songs. I'm going to play this song for you. It's called I Just Didn't Know, since I'm doing a tribute to the life, the music, and the legacy of the late Pastor Sandra Elaine Crouch. I will share this song. I think it's so fitting. And we'll be back on the other side to talk more about the life, music, and legacy of the late Sandra Elaine Crouch.
Life has its moments to get you down, especially when you're free. Are not around, but God, you've been my constant friend, and you stay by my side through the thick and thin.
I just didn't know
God. Of my struggle,
I just didn't know
God,
God was doing life.
Let me tell you what He did for me. Yeah.
He gave me tears of joy.
Yes, He did.
Beauty for my ashes. And then He whispered in my ear,
and He told me, Lord, have mercy. People don't know all the pain I had to go through just to get here today. They look at me, they look at my anointing like it's glitter or gold. But God, you've been my constant friend.
and you stood right by my side. Oh Lord, through the thick and thin. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just didn't know.
Y'all, I just didn't know.
God was gonna do it like this.
They called me and told me that my baby had gone home to be with the Lord. But I just didn't know how I was gonna take it. But God stepped in right on time. And he gave me tears of joy. Yes, he did. And he gave me beauty for my ashes. And he told me. And he whispered in my ear. And he told me I could go home. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I just didn't know
God was gonna do it like this.
Somebody help me. I just didn't know. I just didn't know God was gonna do it like this. And he gave me, and he gave me tears of joy. And he gave me beauty for my ashes. And he told me. Told me I could go home. Somebody help me. Somebody help me.
I just didn't know God was going to do it like that. That was written by yours truly, Greg Harrison. You can purchase that music as well as any of Sonja Crouch music or any gospel music out here on any of the musical platforms. I know Apple, Spotify, CD Baby, you name it, you can get it. So support, you know, not only my music as a gospel artist, but other gospel artists. Download that music. Don't just stream, but download that music and support those that's putting out this music because it costs to record, it costs to travel, and you are supporting the artists. So today we're talking about the life, the music, and the legacy of Sonja Elaine Crouch, who recently passed away on March the 17th. Let's talk some more about some of her legacy, what she leaves behind. She leaves behind all of these songs, all of these recordings. In 1984, she won a Grammy Award. And, you know, choir music, you know, people sung those songs in just different churches. Not just the black church, but just different churches. You know, her music, you know, crossed over racial lines, if you will, all over the world. Just a popular songs. And we're celebrating the life, the music, and the legacy of the one and only Sonja Elaine Crouch. Celebrated a GMA Dove Award and Grammy winning gospel artist and preacher Sonja Crouch. She died on Sunday, March the 17th at the age of 81. She's a star in her own right. She was the twin sister of the late gospel great Andre Crouch. Crouch's death was confirmed on Facebook from the New Christ Memorial Church in California, where she served as a senior pastor. And the church's assistant pastor, Kenneth J. Cook, issued a statement, and I'll read that statement. It's with a heavy heart that I announced that at 12 p.m. today, March 17, 2024, our beloved senior pastor, Sonja Elaine Crouch, transitioned into the arms of the Lord. We as believers know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We will forever cherish the memories and teachings we receive from her. Details on the services will be forthcoming. That's a statement from the assistant pastor from the church, Christ Memorial, there in California. Sonja Elaine Crouch was born in Los Angeles in 1942. She won two GMA Dove Awards. First in 1984 for her traditional black gospel album of the year for We Sing Praises, and again in 1993 for With All of My Heart. She also performed at the first televised GMA Dove Awards in 1984 with her twin brother Andre Crouch. She was also a Grammy winner in 1984 for the Best Soul Gospel Performance Female for her album We Sing Praises. She was a Grammy nominated again in 1986, and it's believed that in the late 1960s through the early 1970s, she played the tambourine on a number of Motown recording sessions in Los Angeles, including the Jackson 5's I Want You Back. And until the death of her brother, her twin brother, Andre Crouch, she and her brother, Andre, co-pastored Christ Memorial Church of God in Christ in Pacoma, California. So there you have it, the life, the music, and the legacy of Sandra Crouch. And when I heard of her passing, I didn't even know when I heard of her passing, I wanted to do this tribute to such a fine lady in gospel. And I know a lot of times it's not easy for women as pastors, because, you know, it's a lot of men pastors, and some people, you know, don't believe, you know, in women preaching. I have a mother who's been preaching for years, and I believe in women preachers, because he said that he'd pour out his spirit on all flesh. So it don't have anything to do with male or female. And I am just happy that all of the women, all of the evangelists, all of the pastors, all of the preachers who are women, who God is using in such a mighty way. And Sandra Crouch was one of those voices. And how, you know, people talk about, you know, her love, her passion, her teachings. And she is going to be missed, but not forgotten. I'm Dr. Greg Harris, and you're listening to the Greg Harris podcast. And today we have shared music from the late great gospel pioneer, Sandra Elaine Crouch. So our prayers goes out to her church family, her family members, and all who love Pastor Sandra Crouch. And she is going to be missed, but never forgotten. I certainly hope that you have received something as I gave knowledge and shared information, songs from the late, great gospel pioneer, Sandra Elaine Crouch. Until next time, I'm Dr. Gregory Harris, and you've been listening to Dr. Greg's Corner Podcast. Until next time, we'll see you. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Cause wherever you
All right. What you want?
What?